Engineering the Future of Weslaco Through Planning and Accountability. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez, Texas Border Business. Weslaco, Texas. Mayor Adrian Gonzalez said Weslaco is placing engineering and long-term planning at the center of its infrastructure strategy, replacing temporary repairs with projects designed to provide lasting solutions to flooding and support future growth. In an exclusive interview, Gonzalez said previous drainage improvements often addressed immediate concerns without resolving the underlying causes of flooding. "We have to design projects that will last 15 to 20 years or longer," Gonzalez said, adding that his administration is committed to building infrastructure based on engineering analysis rather than short-term responses. The mayor said the city has hired 19 engineering firms specializing in civil engineering, water, wastewater, traffic, and mechanical, electrical, and plumbing systems. Each firm has been assigned specific projects, so multiple infrastructure improvements can move through the design process at the same time. According to Gonzalez, preparing projects before construction begins allows the city to respond more quickly when state or federal funding opportunities become available. He said Weslaco's objective is to have projects fully engineered and shovel-ready, enabling construction to begin without delays once financing is secured. The mayor estimated that addressing the city's long-term drainage needs will require investments exceeding $100 million. Because funding is limited, he said Weslaco is prioritizing neighborhoods that have experienced repeated flooding while continuing to develop engineering plans for future phases. Gonzalez said every project undergoes technical review to determine the most effective design before construction begins. He said that approach helps ensure public funds are invested in improvements capable of serving residents for decades. The mayor acknowledged that residents want immediate results but said permanent infrastructure requires careful planning, engineering, and permitting. According to Gonzalez, accountability is an essential part of that process. He said each project is evaluated according to its ability to reduce flooding, protect homes, and improve the city's long-term resilience. He also said the city is holding its own departments responsible for maintaining storm inlets, drainage channels, and public infrastructure to ensure completed projects continue functioning as designed. Gonzalez encouraged residents to support those efforts by avoiding illegal dumping of trash, yard waste, and other debris into drainage ditches and storm inlets, saying blockages reduce the effectiveness of the city's drainage system. The mayor said public cooperation is an important component of flood prevention because even well-designed infrastructure can be compromised when drainage channels become obstructed. Throughout the interview, Gonzalez acknowledged criticism from residents, particularly following major storm events, and said he accepts responsibility for addressing those concerns. He said his administration is focused on delivering measurable results through engineering, planning, and responsible investment rather than relying on temporary fixes. "One flooded house is one too many," Gonzalez said. This article is Part 7 of Engineering the Future of Weslaco, a Texas Border Business special report examining the city's long-term approach to infrastructure, engineering, and public investment through exclusive interviews with Mayor Adrian Gonzalez.